mountain, above the pines and mist that surrounds the Bay of Inverness, there stands an incredible mansion. Its three towers appear to pierce the sky. Its windows are like a thousand eyes turned inward. And its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space.
Fourth Tower of Inverness!
And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. Dawn awakens in the east. The sky glows with the light of the approaching sun. Dewdrops cling to the ferns and leaves and grass, and the mist rises slowly off the Bay of Inverness. Little Frida and Jack walk slowly, feeling the magic of early morning. There's a trust and closeness between them. Little Frida having saved Jack from the cleaver of Meeny Eeny, or someone disguised as Meeny Eeny, and Jack who grabbed Little Frida from the jaws of an onrushing, fire-hissing dragon.
It's amazing how tough the skin of a dewdrop is. For just being a little ball of water, it does pretty well.
You know, I don't think we should alarm people with what happened last night.
Okay. But I want to talk to Dr. Missoula about the dragon, since he's invented dragon flypaper.
Do you think he'll be up and about at this hour?
People around here are liable to be up at any hour. Oh, shoot. It's locked.
All locks at Inverness are combination. You simply think it open.
Come on.
No, they operate on alpha waves. The combination for this week is an orange. Think of its shape and color, its surface, its smell. Then slice it in half, now in quarters, and now suck the juice. Ah, there.
Amazing. What would happen if I thought of a pickle?
Funny you should think of that. That was last week's combination. Anyway, I'll see you later, Jack, baby.
Well, I guess Dr. Missoula is still asleep. Doesn't seem to be anybody around. What was that? There's someone moving behind those crates. Dr. Missoula? Nothing. I'm coming back there, and you better not club me on the head or anything. Maybe I should arm myself with something. Oh, this lead pipe ought to do just fine.
I give up. Don't hit me.
Oh, meeny-eeny.
I am poison. A-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink.
Why were you hiding?
Hide and seek. Me hide, you seek.
Not likely. Right now, you appear to be harmless enough, but what about in the East Tower last night?
Meeny, eeny, not in East Tower last night.
Are you telling the truth?
Could be.
Have you ever ridden your 5-speed Italian pedal master into that dragon's cave?
Pedal master take meeny, eeny many places. To China. To Tibet. To the Gobi Desert. To Istanbul. To Kathmandu, to Baghdad, to Brazil, where hearts were entertaining June, we stood beneath.
I see it's not easy to get a straight answer from you.
To your mind, I am mad. To my mind, you are all sane. So I pray to increase my madness and to increase your sanity. My madness is from the power of love. Your sanity is from the strength of unawareness. Shall we dance? Then, tomorrow, one another dance.
Your talk has a depth I never realized, Meeny Eeny. What can you tell me about the Fourth Tower of Inverness?
We do not live in the east or west. We do not study in the north, nor do we teach in the south. We are not bound in this way, but we may be compelled to talk this way.
What do you mean?
Listen, a foolish man was raving at a donkey. It took no notice. A wiser man who was watching said, "Idiot! The donkey will never learn your language. Better that you should observe silence and instead master the tongue of the donkey.
Well, I don't know. I find talking to you a little difficult, but I guess you just answered my question. Anyway, you of all people must know about the fourth tower. What can you tell me about it? You must have heard something about it.
You hear my words. Hear, too, that there are words other than mine. They are not meant for hearing with a physical ear. You are here to learn, not to collect historical information.
It's like talking to a wind-up doll.
Good day, Bras.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Well, I'm going to bed. Oh, I haven't even had a chance to sleep yet. The sun's out, nice and bright. Oh, I'm so tired, I can hardly take my shoes off. Oh, now to bed. Holy smoke. What are you doing in my bed?
I've been waiting for you.
Look, I'm tired. Just beat it.
That's not a pleasant way to treat an old friend.
Old friend almost got me sliced into this morning's bacon up there, you know.
Hmm?
Well, what was the idea? Being chased by a half-crazed cretin with a 10-pound cleaver in a shoebox room ain't exactly the kind of sports event I care for, you know.
Did that happen?
Did that happen? One moment you're there, the next moment you're gone, and the following moment in comes Meanie Enie or some demon that looks just like her and starts measuring me for pork chops.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Yeah, sure. Now get out of my bed.
I'm very narrow, you see. I take so little room.
Tough. Out.
I'll let you sleep. I won't bother you.
How do you expect me to sleep with you in bed with me?
Perhaps you'll sleep all the better.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You'll never know till you try. Oh, come on. The bed's nice and warm, and I'm nice and warm. Oh, come on. Oh, that's right. Here, pull back the covers. That's right. Now, come on, sleep here inside.
No, out you go.
Oh, Jack, stop it. Jack!
You little vampire!
Jack! Oh! Jack, please, it's cold out here. I won't do anything wrong, I promise. Jack? Oh, I hope you croak in your sleep.
Reedy, Reedy.
Same to you.
What next? Lord, I'm tired. What a first day. I hope the second day is a little bit more peaceful.
He won't wake up now.
As Jack sleeps, he has a dream. He's climbing a mountain. Mists curl around in the valley below. The landscape is like something out of a Japanese painting. Strange-shaped hills and mountains rising straight up from the valleys. All around, echoing below, is a constant drone, as though the mist and air of the valleys and the mountain itself were vibrating to this one sound. He finds a narrow path, follows it. The path ends at the mouth of a cave. Coming from the cave is a dull, bluish-white light. He feels himself being drawn into the cave. As he goes further and further in, the colors reflecting off the walls are breathtaking. Then, there, at the end of the cave, sits a figure, almost a sculpture. So silent it sat there. Rays of six colors, indigo, golden, red, white, tawny, and dazzling, radiated from the seated figure. The indigo rays issued from his hair and the blue portions of his eyes. Jack could now see as though the walls no longer existed. The sky appeared as though bespeckled with calorium powder, or covered with flax and blue lotus flowers, or like a jeweled fan swaying to and fro, or a piece of dark cloth fully spread out. The golden rays issued from his skin and the golden portions of his eyes, owing to them the different quarters of the globe, shining as though besprinkled with some golden liquid, or overlaid with sheets of gold, or strewn with saffron powder and bohemia flowers. the red rays radiated from his flesh and blood in the red portions of his eyes. Owing to them, the quarters of the globe were colored as though painted with red lead powder out of silver pots or overspread with a canopy of silver plates. The tawny and dazzling rays issued from the different parts of his body. Thus, the six colored rays came forth and caught the earth, the water, the air, the space beyond, and all the heavenly regions and millions of world systems were penetrated by his golden light.
What is that?
Tester. Tester.
Where is that coming from?
Testing. One, two, three. Testing.
Where on earth is that noise coming from?
Testing. Testing.
Good
Alpha,
grief.
Beta,
it's coming from inside
Delta,
my head.
Testing. Tra-la, tra-la.